The Atlantic hurricane season is here. Climate change and warm oceans have led forecasters to predict one of the most active seasons on record, which means extra work for the Air Force Weather Reconnaissance Unit, known as the Hurricane Hunters. NPR's Debbie Elliott met some of them.
Six airmen are gathered around a conference table at Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi, looking at conditions for the day.
We are TL-97 today, weather line. We're on 00, spot 15.
First Lieutenant Zach McDermott, the pilot, is briefing the crew before a Hurricane Hunter training flight over the Gulf of Mexico.
I was thinking at some point today we run through the INVEST checklist. Get ready, since storm season's a week away.
The 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron is the only U.S. military unit tasked to collect real-time information for hurricane forecasters. They fly over, around, and through dangerous storms, piercing the eye wall as the propeller aircraft are pelted at times by hail and winds topping 150 miles an hour.
There's the cliche, it's like a roller coaster in a car wash.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Burton, Deputy Operations Commander with the Hurricane Hunters. He says the squad's roots date back to 1943.
It was a barbette. They were in Corpus Christi. I said, but you can't get fly through that hurricane out there.
And so a pilot took the bet, and the Hurricane Hunters were born.
About 115 miles south of Mobile over the Gulf right now.
Hurricane Hunters fly C-130 Super Hercules, basically a military cargo plane fitted with weather equipment and the ability to deploy instruments including weather buoys and something called a drop sond.
Hey, pilot, weather. Yep, we still good to drop in 8. You're clear on the left, clear on the right. On your call, weather. All right, Luke, you can go release sond now. Sond away.
Staff Sergeant Donnie Arsenault, the loadmaster on the flight, deployed the drop sond through the belly of the plane. It's a compact weather station that looks like a paper towel roll with a tiny parachute attached.
Every quarter second, we get a tick of data back. That data consists of the temperature, humidity, and GPS location. Using the GPS location, we can track where it moves in the hurricane.
It measures wind speed and direction and atmospheric pressure. First Lieutenant Mark McCoy, the weather officer on board, sends the readings within 10 seconds to the National Hurricane Center so forecasters can better predict a storm's threats ahead of landfall.
All that most up-to-date information on what's going on in the storm system is critical for them to be able to find out how to forecast where the hurricane's going. Is it intensifying or is it weakening?
Information used to determine what communities to evacuate and when, and where to stage emergency crews and relief supplies.
I think of this as a combat mission. We are protecting our coastline from these storms.
Colonel William McGee is the maintenance group commander who oversees the mechanics who keep the Hurricane Hunter fleet up and running, a tall task given they have the same 10 planes assigned to the group back in 1996. Since, their mission has expanded. They track tropical systems in the Atlantic and Pacific. Then a few years ago, they were tasked with a winter season, flying in northeast storms and the atmospheric rivers that hit the West Coast.
In years past, that was the time in which we recovered. We recovered our airplanes, we came home and saw our families. But now, instead of flying about half the year, we fly about 10 months out of the year. And so we're in a deployed status almost all the time. That's wear and tear on this unit.
McGee says since 2018, they've seen a six-fold increase in demand for winter reconnaissance missions and a 20% uptick in tropical flights. Yet the Hurricane Hunters are working with the same number of planes and crew. That means tough choices. For instance, at one point last year, there were two hurricanes, but they could only fly into one, McGee says, while they waited on repair parts. Hurricane Hunter commanders are making their case to Congress that they need additional resources. That's welcome news to the crew on this training flight. Pilot Zach McDermott says there's a cumulative impact from responding to everything they're tasked to cover when Mother Nature doesn't let up.
There's no downtime and there's not an extensive amount of time for training like we did tonight because we're constantly flying these tasked missions. More people and more airplanes could help, you know, spread out that workload that we have.
The Hurricane Hunters are unique, says Commander McGee, and need some relief.
There's a lot of combat units out there. There's one hurricane hunter unit, and we're it. And so if not us, then who? Well, there is no one else.
A mission McGee says they take seriously because lives are saved with more accurate hurricane forecasts. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.